we appreciate your time this morning to get us ready to go. A couple of things that just a quick overview that we've been speaking about on the program, and we've heard from other community members. Obviously, Lemonade Day is in the early stages, getting ready to go. We also know early in May, we will also do the Strawberry Festival. But you've got some other great things coming up. Let the listeners know that what we need to know to help get involved in the community.
Well, good. So a couple quick ones before we talk about Lemonade Day. Our teens are putting on a pancake breakfast this Saturday, April 2nd, 8 to 10 at Longhorn Steakhouse. All proceeds go to our teen program. Kids will be serving tables and seating people and such. So come on out and support us that way. It's great. And I have to give a shout-out to Longhorn. They go ahead and offer their facility. They, behind the scenes, are cooking the food. Our kids are serving tables. They, you know, Longhorn provides all that food, and obviously handles all the major cleanup afterwards. So, kudos to them and their great support of not only Boys and Girls Club, but I know other organizations in this community.
Yeah, don't burn them on your griddle at home. Let somebody else take care of that for
come
you.
On out.
The cleanup
yeah, come
as
on
well,
out.
Holloman. What I missed the price tag on that, Jeff. What was it?
It's $5 a plate.
That's it.
$5 a plate. Yep. Just about what you'd spend anywhere else if you're going to go out and, you know, have a very simple pancake breakfast. So,
and a family of four is $20, and is that still the cost to give an annual membership to a kid at the club?
It sure is. It's unchanged. You want to keep that barrier low, and enable all kids to participate in Boys and Girls Club programming.
Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning. He's the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Bloomington in Monroe County. And obviously, Lemonade Day coming up around the corner as well. But before we get to that, Jeff, we've got to remember as well, we've got the big Strawberry Festival. It's going to be almost a month away.
We do. May 5, Thursday, May 5th. It's an iconic event in Bloomington. People look forward to this. And what has been traditionally some great days in May that they have this event on the Courthouse Square. That runs from 10:30 to 2:30, and I take absolutely no credit for that event, none whatsoever. That is all done
the ladies.
The Ladies Auxiliary, an organization, a separate 501c3 nonprofit that supports Boys and Girls Club programming. They've done it since the early 60s, and just a powerhouse of women who put together that event.
Now, let me help them out for a minute here briefly.
Yep.
For those people that can't tear themselves away from the Facebook or the office, you can bring it to them?
Yeah, they do. So go to our website. Everything I'm going to talk about today, go to our website. Right on the very top, there'll be a banner that you can see for Strawberry Festival, and it indicates right there, if you can't make it on this day, you can purchase a kit, and we'll deliver it to you. So the Ladies Auxiliary will take that kit right to your place of residence or place of business, and know that is an easy way.
You know what?
They
looked at me weird last year when they knocked on my door, and I came to the door and said, "That's my 25-person kit." And they said, "Well, where are the other people?" And I said, "Don't worry about that. Just shut the door and give me my ice cream and get out of here."
Just be quiet and give me a spoon.
That's right. I don't need to share. I just need to donate and help out the cause on all of that. Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning with the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington. He's the executive director and a good friend of ours. And obviously the big spring/early summer event. We know it's not calendar summer just yet, but kids will be on the last weekend almost before they get out of school.
Yep.
And it is Lemonade Day. How many years in a row now have we been doing this? And tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's got to be coming up on year 6 or 7 for Bloomington Lemonade Day. And the club is just honored and excited to be leading the effort again this year. Last year we had well over 350 kids participate. Our goal this year is to have 500. Again, easy to register, no cost. Go right to our website. And register for Lemonade Day. You'll get the kids will get a backpack, a T-shirt, the curriculum that they need to follow to pull together a great business plan and execute on a very successful lemonade stand. Which again, Lemonade Day May 21st, that Saturday. So excited to be looking forward to that and having them engaged in that. Really important this Saturday. If somebody if you're somebody who's been through Lemonade Day once or you're thinking about it, we've got an interactive workshop out of the Indiana Center for the Life Sciences out by Ivy Tech and Cook Incorporated at 501 North Profile Parkway, 501 North Profile Parkway, from 9 to 11. If you want to know, if you're some, one of those people who just doesn't want to pour into a curriculum guide, but would love to, to have people tell you.
Yeah, some people learn by listening and watching instead of going through. I can't read a manual, Jeff. I get nervous.
I'm with you, and it's you know, a lot. What happens is it's very fast paced, multi stationed. You go to one station that talks about building lemonade stands. You go to one station that talks about marketing. You go to one station that talks about the recipes and how to make sure that you're presenting and serving safe and healthy lemonade. And you get to in that rotation, you get everything you need in that 2-hour period. So
how much does this cost?
$0.
How much does it cost to participate in Lemonade Day?
No, $0, nothing. It's thanks to all of our great supporters for Lemonade Day. Cook Incorporated is our lead sponsor for Lemonade
Day. It's great to have Ivy Tech involved with that, Keith. That's a great partnership as well.
Outstanding, yes.
And remember, you don't need to buy materials. You don't need to sign up for any programs that are going to continue on past this. It is your time. It is your time spent with that significant person in your life that you want to help show, develop business skills and savings and show them all the gamut of that. And Lemonade Day is a national program, too, so that's another interesting part to all this. Yeah. And the other thing I stress every year, and we've done this conversation, and again, I think it's important, if you miss this meeting, you're fine.
Yes.
If you miss the next meeting, you're fine. There is no drop-dead date. There is no nothing. If you decide on Friday night before the Saturday Lemonade Day that you want to put something together, I might not be able to guarantee you the materials or the position on the street, but that's the point. The point is you're eliminating these hurdles where people say, well, we missed that. We can't do it.
Yeah, no. It's all about creating opportunities, and it's the same thing we do with our kids, giving people opportunities to participate. And this is one of them. And if you're new and fresh to it, you don't have to register for this workshop. Just show up.
Or better call Julie Warren.
9 to 11. What's that?
Better call Julie Warren. She'll tell you all about it.
See, there you go.
She did it last year and sold out.
She had her daughter involved last year, which was great.
I go to meet her, and I'm there about 20 minutes after she says, oh, yeah, we'll be there. They're gone. Out of lemonade. All finished. Freshly squeezed.
Gosh.
Rinds all over the place. A trail left. You can tell where they were right by the bank. They were smart, and they just dropped off all their money there. Jeff Baldwin's our guest. We got to wrap things up, Jeff. I'm running out of time here, but tell me about going dancing. That's right around the corner too.
Really important. Butterfly Kisses Dance, right? And I hope that just resonated with a whole bunch of folks who participated. 500 people attended last year.
Wow.
Again, to an event that is free to the community at the warehouse. Butterfly Kisses Dance, April 9th. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday after that. So not this Saturday, but the one after that, 5 to 7. And it takes place at the warehouse out on South Rogers. And go to our website, though. We do need you to register for that. Go to our website. Again, on the top, you'll see the banner. Click on the one for Butterfly Kisses Dance. Register there and get involved in that great dance that allows our fathers in this community to spend a great evening with their daughter.